What do you see as the single biggest issue, crisis, factor that faces all of us?
Yeah, the biggest factor that has overtaken American medicine is the fact that the fundamental purpose of the knowledge that drives our medical care is to serve commercial interests. It's to fatten corporate bottom lines. That has not always been the case, but it leads to a situation where American medicine now costs twice as much as the medicine in the other industrialized countries. Per person, we spend twice as much in America, and yet Americans are going to live the shortest amount of time amongst people in 22 industrialized countries. So we're spending twice as much, we're getting the worst health. How can that possibly be? It's because the information that's driving our healthcare system is designed to make more money for the drug companies and the other medical industries.
That's their biggest concern, first and foremost.
That's their biggest concern. Heart disease is a good example, and I hope we can talk about Vioxx too. But heart disease is a perfect example where so much of what we learn about preventing heart disease has to do with lowering cholesterol with drugs. And yet 80% of the risk of heart disease has to do with your lifestyle habits, whether you exercise, eat a healthy diet, don't smoke, drink in moderation, maintain a healthy body weight. That determines about 80% of the risk of heart disease, and yet both patients on TV and doctors in the medical journals and in the clinical guidelines are bombarded with information about lowering cholesterol. These latest cholesterol guidelines that came out in July that say our LDL should, 130 is, LDL is the bad cholesterol, that 130 is now too high and it should be down to 100. 8 out of 9 of the authors of those guidelines have financial ties with the drug companies.
And they're making these statins, right? These cholesterol lowering drugs.
They have financial ties with the drug companies that are making statins. And even though these guidelines are issued under government auspices within the National Institutes of Health, 8 out of 9 of the experts have financial ties. In fact, the expert with the most financial ties is a full-time employee of the National Institutes of Health and oversees the division of the NIH that's in charge of the guidelines. So these guidelines are going to, in 2001, 13 million Americans were taking cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. These guidelines over the last 3 years have increased the number of people who are supposed to be taking statins to more than 40 million. It's more than tripled the number. And these guidelines are dominated by people with connections to drug companies.
And I'm starting to hear, John, some horror stories about these statins. And now you question, should you take them or not? Because they do lower cholesterol, but are the risks worth it?
Right, George. That's exactly the problem. So when you say, what's the main problem with American medicine? Because the way to make money on medical care is to convince people that they need to lower their cholesterol with statin drugs, that drives what we think the best way to prevent heart disease. But it's not the best way to prevent heart disease. The best way to prevent heart disease is to live a healthy lifestyle. Now, some people who've had a heart attack or who are at very high risk for heart disease will lower their risk of further heart disease somewhat by taking a statin drug. I think they are appropriate for some people. But the problem is that our main focus of staying healthy has been turned to taking drugs because that's where the money is.
Absolutely. And isn't it true one of our cheapest medicines that could help you in terms of avoiding heart problems, simple aspirin?
A simple aspirin, absolutely. And when you look at blood pressure, it's very important to treat blood pressure. There's no question about it. The best medicine to treat blood pressure is a diuretic that costs about $50 a year. But nobody's advertising that. So the medicines that cost $700, $800 a year are the ones that get pushed by doctors thinking it's the best drug when the scientific evidence clearly shows that the best drug to start with is a simple diuretic.
You know, it's kind of funny that we even talk about this tonight. A couple of weeks ago, I was on the Internet just looking. I kind of like to use natural herbs and things like that before you even are confronted by having to get a pharmaceutical drug. And I was just looking at ways, you know, how do you keep your cholesterol in check? And there are a couple herbs out there that apparently work as well. Are they safe and do you think they work?
Well, it depends what you mean by work, George, because cholesterol isn't the end-all and the be-all. It's what we call a surrogate endpoint, meaning when you're lowering cholesterol, it doesn't make you healthier to lower your cholesterol. The reason for all this attention is to prevent heart disease and to improve overall health. So the question isn't, do they lower cholesterol, just like the drugs? The question is, do they improve your overall health? That remains to be seen. But it is very clear that improving your overall health by exercising, by eating a healthy diet, by not smoking, is tremendously effective in preventing heart disease.
So your lifestyle is very important in all
of this. It's very important. And one thing that many patients and most doctors don't understand is that when you, for example, eat a Mediterranean diet, a diet that's rich in unprocessed grains, vegetables, olive oil, avoiding fats, dairy fats, and red meats, and egg yolks, when you eat a Mediterranean diet, your chance of having heart disease goes down tremendously. Your chance of living longer goes up tremendously. But it doesn't lower your cholesterol. So when people say, I changed my diet to see if it would lower cholesterol, it might lower your cholesterol just slightly, but it's going to have the real effect you want, which is to improve your chances of being in good health. Same with exercise. Exercise lowers cholesterol only a little bit, but the goal of exercising is not to lower cholesterol. It's to prevent heart disease, and that it does very effectively. So if people who are listening want to take steps to improve their health, eating a healthy diet, exercising are definitely the things to do. Hugely the things to do. But don't be disappointed if they don't lower your cholesterol very much.
And by exercising, could be simple as what? Doing a treadmill, jogging?
As simple as walking a half hour a day. You know, walking a half hour 3 to 5 times a week would be the minimum. And when patients would ask me, how should I exercise? The answer is do something that you enjoy so it doesn't take a lot of self-discipline to do it. And the best thing is to be breathing hard, but not so hard that you can't carry on a conversation.